I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up is an album we've been buzzing about for weeks now from Local Boys Done Good.
Five songs into Just Enough Hip to Be Woman, the new album from local rock heroes Broncho. The structure of the band's songs undergo a noticeable change. The choppy, churning guitar riffs that have previously served as the undergirding on Broncho songs stretch out a little bit, and rather suddenly get reinforced by cheap synthesizers. You notice the change shortly into track 5, NC-17, which sets you up for the hypnotic, drippy prom night anthem, I'm Gonna Find Out Where He's At. These two and the following song, Stop Tricking, form the album's gooey core, which could serve as the soundtrack for any number of 80s teen flicks. This is the terribly exciting sound of a band expanding to something bigger. This newly added 80s glitter reframes the deadpan delivery and memorable one-liners of singer Ryan Lindsay, whose persona is a big part of what makes Broncho so much fun. Just Enough Hip to Be Woman has a lot going for it. It's funny, it rocks, and it sounds good live. With enough successful shows on their current tour and the care of a well-run label, Broncho could become Oklahoma's next big export.
Norman band Broncho with I'm Gonna Find Out Where He's At off their new album, Just Enough Hip to Be Woman, which is out today on Dynalone Records. Next, some folks received a new album this week, whether they wanted it or not.
Last year, Beyonce and her husband Jay-Z each released a solo album by unconventional means. Beyonce's self-titled was initially distributed digitally without any promotion or announcement. A total surprise tactic that worked, selling more than 800,000 digital copies in just 3 days. Jay-Z's record, on the other hand, was ultimately less successful than his wife's. Magna Carta Holy Grail was released as an early exclusive for Samsung customers, who could download it for free on their phones using the Jay-Z Magna Carta app. Last week, U2 combined both of the pop power couple's release strategies into one. Apple customers found the Irish band's 13th studio album, Songs of Innocence, waiting for them in their iPhones and iPods with no announcement, free to download from the Apple Store. Theoretically, then, you could say that Apple made the record available to its store's 500 million customers, making the distribution historically massive. But so far, accounts vary on how many customers actually downloaded Songs of Innocence. Some critics even found the distribution strategy invasive, and yesterday Apple set up a page at its site to make it easier for people to remove the record from their iTunes libraries, suggesting perhaps that the company wasn't expecting such a pushback from its customers. I guess then you could say that the future of music distribution is up to mysterious ways.
Matt Carney will go further in depth on U2's distribution strategy and the retirement of the iPod Classic in next week's issue of Look at OKC. Finally, we have an upbeat pop song with plenty of ear candy.
It's nice to be reminded every now and again that it's okay for pop music to aim a little higher than the least common denominator. And by that I mean, if all we had to listen to were strong, confident, self-assured songs about owning dance floors, where would we turn for sentiment or vulnerability in songwriting? That said, there's a very refreshing quality to this, the first track on 30-year-old Swedish-American pop singer Ma Pei's debut album, Hey Hey. The song's called Don't Wait, and early on it's got a great admittance of both necessity and appreciation. If it wasn't for you, Ma Pei sings, I'd have to hold my own. Hand claps keep the time, and she raps her way through a little breakdown before the song peaks with a couple of great big vocal rips, unaided by the robotic voice harmonizing with her throughout the song. It gives you a little sense of triumph. If it wasn't for you, I'd be on my own. Don't wait till I do wrong. Don't wait till I put up a fight. You want my heart.
Matt Carney is a pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly here in the KOSU studios. This week's issue of Look at OKC features the boys of Broncho on the cover, and as always, you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan. To mention, I respect you with my all. If it wasn't for you.